coach, first off, I always enjoy coming out to travel at half for years. You know that.
Right.
And this team is so young. I started looking at the roster, and I'm like, man, people are probably saying, you know, Trywood, 0-3. One, I know the schedule is killer because of that independent.
Right.
But then I looked at the ages of the guys you've got. You have a young team.
Right.
Talk about how these guys are growing in front of you.
Well, you know what? They are growing, and it's so amazing that half of the team now, we only have six seniors. Imagine this, six seniors. Out of the six seniors, two drive. Out of the juniors, no one drive, right? So for them to show growth and understanding of what we're trying to show expectation-wise, they haven't been used to it because they didn't have a senior leadership, right? Because we had some people transfer, we had the tornado, we had to do a lot of little stuff, the COVID hit and all that good stuff, right? So now I think the team's starting to understand that they can win ball games by playing hard, physical, giving great effort, because sometimes, you know, you can get logged in, oh, man, we're just not going to win, because I heard one of the kids talking about it in the locker room. Man, we're just not going to win this year. You know, I'm like, no, you got to be positive. So that's what I like about them, and they keep working hard. They keep coming to practice. They stay in school and do well. So I just told them, if you just stay by the grind and we're going to make this happen, let's just take it one game at a time.
I'm going to start talking about a couple of your guys.
Okay.
I want to start with your quarterback,
right.
Number 10. I'll let you tell me, he's a hell of an athlete.
Yes, yes. Very, listen, the thing what he has, the size, he's a dual threat. He can throw, and he also can run. And I hate when he runs because he runs up high. So I'm trying to teach him how to run and slide, right? But he's 6'4", 6'3", you know, he just looks like he's running, and I don't want him to take one of the dangerous hits. Outside of that, he's starting to understand what we want as offense, right? He's starting to understand what his keys are, right? So we've been pressing him to take the lead, but then we got to look back and turn and say, man, he's only 14, 15 maybe, you know? He's not even off the guy's driver's license, right? So we got to break the game down just a little bit more down for him, and he's starting to understand it. And then once the game slow down, Dave, and you understand once the game slow down, you got a threat that's like Tim Carver. He can make plays and he can make throws.
Number 2 came up big again tonight for
yes,
you.
Yes.
So, I mean, I know he came over from another school.
Right.
But he's a talent as well.
Oh, yeah. Now, he has to understand that he's understanding how our offense is called. He's starting to understand the routes. You know, coming in new, you expect him to have this much success. But the skill level that he has with the size as well as the speed, he's only going to improve. Him and Tim, they kind of work together, and they have a freshman of mine, and he's
working. He was 15?
Yeah.
He's right. Another player.
He's another player that made a big play at the end out here where he scored a touchdown. So, and I put him in that position, right? So I was loving it. I say, hey, man, don't let the moment take you away from what you want to accomplish. Just step into it. And that's what we're trying to teach all of them. But Quentin, go back to Quentin. He has all the size, the ability. He has the speed, right? I mean, he has the stride. He goes up for the ball. He just got to keep continuing to better his routes and understanding our offense for him and Tim to be the success that we want to see in the future.
The kid, there's two guys that were motor guys.
Mm-hmm.
One, 46.
Okay.
I know he's not on the roster as the right name or whatever.
Well, was a different jersey number.
Yeah.
Right, he's number 4, right? And somehow our number 4 jersey got stolen, so we had to use it as a 46. But I told him to make the adjustment.
You guys called him Cookie.
Cookie, that's what
he's a monster.
Oh yeah, he's a monster. And when, like he said, when he first came here, you know, he's kind of out of shape, trying to feel this way, and understanding what we're about and what position he's going to play. And you know, he just decided to say, "Hey man, I can play any position you put me. I play offense, Coach Graham." He's the kind of kid that'll stay around you all day. Coach Graham, put me in the fullback. I can play tight end, or I can play linebacker. I can play. And really, he can play. He just has to learn what he's doing. But you know, the key thing on defense, and that's what his natural spot is. He reacts to the ball well, and he makes plays. He makes tackles. Last week, Springfield had a couple sacks, and we looking like, man, he was inside backer, you know. But so now we understand that we have some valuable pieces that we can put together to try to create mismatches against teams that we play.
And the last player I'm going to talk about is number 99. I sit there and look at the roster and go, freshman, and this kid can move. He's got size. He has a motor. I mean, that's a young man who you got a special one there.
And that's the key. And he started off, you know, being as an eighth grade. He was almost that size in eighth grade. So people were like, oh, man, when he gets to high school, he's just going to dominate. But then when you play the first five games that we face, well, of course, four right now, but the fifth one we're coming up against, he had to go against some of the quality offensive linemen from Fairmont, right? Wynn Woods, okay? Now Springfield. And then also has a great offensive line because they run the wishbone and they coming off the ball. So he was able to adjust to some of the things because we thought he wasn't strong enough. But we knew he could play at this position. Now he's getting the buy-in into the lifting, into the film study, and understanding the keys. And he's now starting to play from the neck up. And that's what we try to tell all our kids, to play from the neck up, because your athletic ability, you have it. So you just got to know where you need to be and execute it at that moment.
As frustrating it is for young kids to take that early season beating, you can basically say they have to realize the talent they were playing against to be so young. That's just going to prove to have huge dividends, I think, down the road for you, because these guys are going to be battle tested.
Well, and that's the key of having those tough, you know, five games. And as a coach, I just, you know, when you look at the schedule, you say, oh, yeah, okay, we'll take it. Oh, no, Jeff, what are you doing, right? They're loaded, right? You're like, oh, man, but, you know, we have to be able to get our kids, like you say, battle tested. And that's the good thing about it, when they can go against competition. And football is football, Dave, you know, and I understand we're Division III and they're Division I, but when you want to go out and execute and play, you want to play against the best, right? So I want to coach against the best, right? Now, win or lose, okay, that happens in a ball game. We have to learn and go from there. And that's what I'm trying to teach our kids, right? Okay, yeah, we played some powerful teams early on, but yet still, we're a powerful program out there that I know, and I just think that we just have to understand that and buy into it. And like I told you, we only got five seniors, so these guys don't have a lot of footprint in front of them showing them what to do and how to really go out and play.
Trotwood is one of the, what I feel, most undervalued programs in the state of Ohio over the last decade.
Okay.
It has been a consistent winner,
right,
and producer of talent, and that goes to you, and it went to Coach Douglas when he was here, but also your assistant coaches. People don't realize the dedication you guys have, not just during the season when we talk about the 10-week season or whatever. I see you guys at the summer camps, getting your kids to camps, getting in front of college coaches. I mean, you played the game at the highest level.
Right.
What's the drive for you and your staff in making sure these kids see that there's more out there than just here in Trotwood, here in Dayton, and being able to trade this game? I always use the term, trade the game for educational dollars.
Oh, definitely.
And you guys have played a big role in a lot of young men. Talk about that, why that is such an important part of your program.
Well, the key thing is, David, I'm glad you asked that. On my staff, if you look at it, right, I have all former players that either play here for me or Coach Doug, right, that's on the staff. So they understood some of the things that they did as kids at that age that helps us be able to adjust to the kids now and try to lead them in that direction. You know, they always call us old Carrie and I, you know, we're the old guys. So we try to keep that fresh, young group of guys in so they can kind of teach the kids and work in the school and see them on an everyday basis. Hey, man, pull your pants up. But just to try to teach them that show of commitment, because a lot of them went on to college and then got hurt, you know, and everybody that I'm talking about graduated too. So I'm speaking of college kids that use football as a tool to go to school and trade it in for that education. And now they're fortunate enough to come back here and execute and show our kids, hey, you can go to Tennessee State. Hey, you can be at Finley. Hey, you can go to JUCO college and be successful. And then that helps me. Then I don't have to really kind of explain my situation, because I hate talking about myself to the kids, because kids want to know, what are you going to do for me? Like Dave, you would say, hey, Jeff, what are you going to do to help me get to where I need to be? And that's my job. And if they buy into it, we got weight room, commitment from these coaches. We got film study from these coaches. We got summer programs that these coaches commit to. And, you know, and they don't have the best pay system in high school football, as you know. So, you know, we all make the sacrifices, and we want them to understand the sacrifice that we make is for you, right? It's for us to be able to get you where you want to go. So do your schoolwork. Come to work on time. Be coachable. Go to these camps and say, yes, sir, no, sir. Don't be getting into it. So it's a whole buy-in kind of thing that we try to teach and try to help mold this program. So if I leave tomorrow, I leave next week, hopefully the person that takes over understand this is the mold and this is the way we do it. And hopefully, and you can change it and things of that nature, but understand this is the way we have grown to be successful. So to take advantage of that.
Well, I always appreciate the time you give me. And I always love coming out to Trotwood. You know, you usually see me about every year. COVID kind of stopped that, but I always try to make it a point to come out because I know, one, you're going to have kids that play hard. And you do have a dedicated staff, and it's fun seeing these guys because I'm too old. I've saw these guys play
right.
in high school, so right. I know exactly what you're talking about. So, Coach, wish you the best luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dad.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right. You know,
gotta get that body right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.